Hello everyone, it's your man JB here with a special episode of Words of Wisdom. Today I want to talk about the presidential election of 2020. And as you all know, I don't know if you guys have seen the media lately, Joe Biden has officially became the president-elect of the United States. He has beat Donald Trump, apparently, with enough electoral votes today, this Saturday morning. I just want to talk to you people and discuss some things about all this presidential election that went on this year. So many people right now are very unhappy with what took place in this election year. There was a lot of people. There's a lot of disparity, a lot of people that agree with the way this election took place. I want to say something to you people. Joe Biden seems to want to be a good president for every single American here in the United States. And this podcast episode is not going to be biased. I am actually a Democrat, and I have always been a Democrat my whole life. And I voted for Obama in 08. I voted for Hillary in 2016. And this year I voted for Joe Biden. Why did I vote for Joe Biden? I voted for Joe Biden because I believe that something in him, I believe that he can bring this nation together, unify it, and create plans for all Americans, all people, Democrats, Republicans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, any race. I believe that Joe Biden has it in him and he has a heart to want to help every single human being on this planet. As we all see in the media, there's words that Donald Trump believes that this election was stolen. He believes that there's fraud into play with the mail-in ballots, and apparently there's no physical evidence right now that shows that Donald Trump. There's no physical evidence that shows that there has been fraud taking place in this election. Now, I just want to say this, people. Let's be real with ourselves. Donald Trump, what has he done in the past 4 years? Let's be very clear. How has he handled the pandemic? We all know that Donald Trump is a businessman. We all know that he kind of has something against Latinos, well, illegal immigrants, and he was strictly serious about his Mexican border wall, which so far has never been built since he's been president. And also, when it comes to healthcare, from what I know of, there hasn't been that much that has been done, I believe that the way Donald Trump has handled the pandemic situation has been very lagging. Coming from a president, I am not making this episode very biased, but I do believe that the way he has handled it has been very unprofessional also. We all know he's a businessman, he's wealthy, he's very knowledgeable in the business side, and his main priority here as president in the United States was to keep the economy flowing, with jobs and, but when you think about the pandemic, there's been over 600,000 people that have died of COVID, And when you think about that, the president has always just seemed to care about keeping the economy open, keeping people, trying to make people go back to work and go back to school, even while the virus is out there. And with no vaccine, all that stuff that has been going on this year in 2020, I believe that the situations about COVID is what affected him in this president, in this election. Joe Biden prevailed because, he stood out and spoke to the American people and tried to get their hearts and believing in him that he can change this country and come up with a better plan, and a lot of people are just were tired of the Donald Trump and the sarcasm, always making fun of the virus from China, blaming it on China and all this stuff about injecting Clorox in your veins to kill the virus, which apparently there was actually some Americans that actually did it and followed him and they actually died or they got sick. All from him just joking around, being sarcastic about it. Coming from a president of the United States, you should not be sarcastic over something that has killed over 600,000 people. I mean, come on, people, let's be realistic. That is not professional coming from a president. Joe Biden is now apparently the new elect president, and he will be inaugurated on around January. All I can say is I look forward to new changes, and all we can do here in this country of America is try to see what new changes can come for all of us, Republicans, Democrats, all races. I believe everyone deserves a good tax break. Everyone deserves health care. Everyone deserves education. Everyone deserves help. Everyone deserves resources, And now all we can do is just accept the fact that maybe this was not a rigged election. Maybe Joe Biden did actually win the election with all these electoral votes, and the whole nation, from the west side to the east coast, from north to south, everyone voted more in favor of Joe Biden because something in him, they believed in him that he can make America better. Now, I have nothing personal against Donald Trump. I want to get that clear. But what I do feel is that he kind of has led the American people down with the coronavirus. I believe he was more focused on the wall than anything else. And to this day, now that he's actually apparently looks like he's going to leave the White House, the wall still didn't end up getting built. So it was all just a waste of time. I think that from what he did from the stimulus, that was very helpful in the pandemic, And when he created a plan with Congress for the CARES Act and people to get unemployment. But the fact is that right now there's people still suffering, and people were depending on the president, Donald Trump. And apparently it wasn't easy for him. And a lot of people, I believe, gave up on him, and everyone just decided, you know what, let's turn to someone else who seems that looks like actually really cares about people and their well-being and their health care and about what's going on. And people just, in my opinion, a lot of people lost faith in Donald Trump. So I just wanted to say this. This year's election, in my opinion, I don't think it was rigged. I will be shocked if I see fraud in this election. I mean, I will be shocked because I don't think in my whole, since my lifetime, watching these elections years after years, growing up here in this country, I have never seen a rigged election or something that happened with the ballots and they weren't counted properly. I have never seen that. But all I can say is I look forward to 4 new years with Joe Biden. And I am not being biased. It's not because I voted for Joe Biden or because I've always been a Democrat. I am not trying to cause enemies or hate between Republicans. I believe that we are all Americans and we all should be unified. We all deserve a happy life. We all deserve health care and all these great benefits and resources that this country has to offer. We are all Americans. We all deserve opportunities, health care, education, and many more things. Today, Joe Biden, he made a speech and he said, "We the people." He said some very inspiring words today, that actually touched my heart. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but he said this today: "I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but to unify." Now, just by that statement, people, is very, very inspiring, for a president to say that, because when you see what's been going on with this year, besides COVID, all this George Floyd protests, everything that has been going on, that's serious stuff, people. Like, this world, this country, United States of America, just looked this year like it was going down the drain. People were just dividing more and more. The president barely did anything about the protests. It's kind of like he ignored it a lot, just like he ignored the coronavirus situation. It just seemed like the president was more focused about the economy and keeping it open than actually coming up with an actual solution to getting rid of the coronavirus here in this country. Another thing I want to say about Joe Biden, another thing he said, "I sought this office to restore the soul of America, to rebuild the backbone of the nation, the middle class." Now, me, myself, people, I am a middle class person. I am not wealthy. I live a normal life. I am in college trying to finish my bachelor's. I have a decent car. I live alone in a studio. I am not wealthy. And I believe in fairness, and I believe in a president who's gonna try to help me and be there for me and help me out with different resources and many other things that this country has to offer. Just by that statement that he said, rebuild the backbone of the nation, the middle class, it's just plain and simple. He is actually saying that he's trying to fight for all the poor and all the people suffering out here. Because there's a lot of people suffering right now, primarily the middle class people. We need someone who's gonna care about us, not someone who just cares about money and about the economy flowing. We all know this country is built on economy, but also is built on middle class people. Without the people here good, without the people surviving and living a good life, this country is nothing. Another thing that Joe Biden said today: "To make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. It is the honor of my lifetime that so many millions of Americans have voted for this vision. And now the work of making this vision real is the task of our time." Joe Biden made a very powerful statement today, addressing the world and the nation from him becoming the president-elect. A lot of people believe that, in 2, 3 weeks or a month, 2 months from now, there's going to be some fraud that comes up from the Supreme Court and Trump's attorneys and all the stuff that's going on in the media. Honestly, people, I don't believe that's going to happen. Maybe the president himself is shocked that he has lost the election because Donald Trump was very popular here in the United States. You know, he had a lot of strong supporters. And apparently, a lot of people just, it just looks like the Democrats prevailed this year. You know, like a lot of people stood their ground, you know, and they wanted change. They wanted to see something different in this country. They were tired of the racism, you know, the dividings, you know, the protests. They want someone that's going to care about them and bring change to this country, you know. Another thing that Biden said, he said, I will be honored to be serving with a fantastic Vice President Kamala Harris, who will make history at the first as the first woman, first black woman, first woman of South Asian descent, and first daughter of immigrants ever elected to national office in this country. It's long overdue, and we're reminded tonight of all those who fought so hard for so many years to make this happen. But once again, America has bent the arc of the moral universe towards justice. He also said to all my campaign team and all the volunteers, to all those who gave so much of themselves to make this moment possible, I owe you everything. Now that's showing some empathy, people. Just for that statement, for the president to say that to the world, it shows he cares about people and what they've done and their hard work. You know, we need someone not who's soft. I know we all want a strong president. You know, Donald Trump was very strong, but at the same time, he was very arrogant. You know, Donald Trump mostly cared about money flowing in the country. You know, we all know that money rules a lot of things, but, you know, we need someone who can also care for everyone, not just one specific party. We don't need a president who's only going to care about one party, one class of people. This country is not built on rich people. It's not run by rich people. We have middle class, poor, and the wealthy. Okay. We need someone who's going to think for everyone because we are all human beings, sons and daughters of God. And we are all human beings. We deserve a happy life. Things should not be unfair. I know there's a lot of people who are against Democrats, specifically from religious groups, because, you know, there's a lot of things that go on with abortion and you know, there's different views between Democrats and Republicans, even when it comes to immigration. But when it comes to immigration, people, Democrats care a little more about immigrants. They more flexible. They try to create better plans to help immigrants, while the Republicans, you know, they're a little harsher on illegal immigrants. You know, they all just want to get rid of them. They've been trying to end the DACA program, something that Democrats created, and I think Obama created back when he was president to help those illegal immigrants. You know, and my point here with this podcast, people, is just that we all need someone who's going to care for us, our lives, create fair things. You know, who knows if now, coming the new year, 2021, who knows if Joe Biden is going to probably pass another stimulus for people, you know, help with the unemployment. Who knows what he's going to do? But all we can do is pray for the better, pray for new change, pray for another 4 years of excitement, prosperity, unifying, you know, and better things to come for this nation. So, this wraps up my podcast episode, specifically on the elections that took place this year between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I just want to send a message to all you people that it doesn't matter who you voted for. It doesn't matter if you voted for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, if you're a Republican or Democrat. I told you who I voted for and who I represent. And I don't take that personal, you know, and I'm not biased. I just believe in unification and everyone being together and on But I believe in a president who will be there for all of us and care for our well-being, and someone who's not going to leave us on our own. And we are not trying to depend on the government, but at the same time, we need to feel that secureness that we have a president who cares for all of us, and the federal government is always going to provide those resources and help us all when we most need it. So long, everyone. Thank you for listening to my podcast episode. If you stayed till this time, you can find me at facebook.com at jesus.baeza0709, or you can also find me on Instagram, jesus.baeza0709 also, or you can find me in my YouTube channel, JB the Unknown Prophet. So long, everyone, and I hope everyone voted this year and made their voices heard. And I look forward to a new future for our nation. Take care, everyone.
Hey, folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.